You're listening to SBS News. Scott Morrison spent the day promoting what he says is an agreement with the British pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca to secure the Oxford University COVID-19 vaccine if it's shown to be successful in Stage 3 trials. Mr. Morrison says the vaccine would be made available free of charge, providing it can satisfy Australian standards.
There won't be any cutting corners, there won't be any undue haste here. There will be the appropriate controls and protections that are put in place. I'm advised that we'll need about a 95% vaccination rate across the country. Now, that is the normal target range for when you're having a vaccination program, and we'll be seeking to ensure that that is widely implemented with our partners around the country.
But the federal opposition says all the government has signed is a letter of intent. Health spokesman Chris Bowen says a statement released by AstraZeneca confirms there's not an actual agreement in place.
AstraZeneca has said the letter of intent does not go into any detail about the costs or numbers or anything until we have an idea of what the manufacturing capacity is. That's a critical piece of the puzzle. I went on to say there is a letter of intent, which is a good first step. A critical next step is to develop the manufacturing capacity. Now, it is not clear, despite the Prime Minister's spin and rhetoric, that we have the manufacturing capacity in Australia to produce the AstraZeneca vaccine.
The Commonwealth Serum Laboratories released a statement saying that while the development of the University of Queensland vaccine candidate remains its priority, it's in discussions with AstraZeneca and the Australian government to assess whether it's possible to provide local manufacturing support for the Oxford vaccine while still making good on its commitment to produce the UQ vaccine. Labor's Chris Bowen says many other countries have signed advanced supply agreements with AstraZeneca, so the Oxford vaccine can be distributed quickly if it's found to be safe and effective. He says Australia is yet to sign such a deal.
The government says it's not yet time to sign agreements with AstraZeneca, but other countries have. US has, UK has, Japan has, India has, Brazil has, South Korea has, China has, Argentina has, and Mexico has. But Australia has not. When the Prime Minister says Australians will have first access to this vaccine, he is simply not telling the truth. Other governments have acted. The first such agreement was signed in mid-May. His government has not acted, and no amount of spin today will change that fact.
Case numbers have fallen again in Victoria, with 216 new cases and 12 deaths. Chief Medical Officer Professor Brett Sutton says the downward trends are encouraging.
The number of active cases in aged care is stabilising. The numbers in ICU and on ventilators has been pretty stable in the last couple of weeks. It is a pressure for the health system, but it is very good to reflect on the fact that it's not 10 times that amount, which it quite easily could have been. We shouldn't underestimate the challenges of second waves.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's not practical to restrict security guards at quarantine hotels from working at other locations. It follows revelations a guard who tested positive after working at the Marriott Hotel at Circular Quay had also done shifts at Sydney's busy Flemington markets. New South Wales Health is investigating how the guard came to contract COVID-19.
It's actually been a miracle that we haven't had anyone contract the virus in that setting before now. We've welcomed from overseas around 48,000 Australians. We also know that 2,000 people in New South Wales have acquired the disease from overseas. So it's been a tremendous effort that we haven't had a case yet.
There are another 7 cases recorded in New South Wales, including 2 travellers in hotel quarantine. Gladys Berejiklian says she's concerned about the amount of community transmission from unknown sources in southwest and western Sydney.
We do have around 15 or 16 cases that we've experienced in the last 6 weeks that still don't have a confirmed source. They're part of the same strain, but they don't have a confirmed source as to where the virus was acquired. And for that reason, we're really encouraging people in southwest and western Sydney to come forward and get tested.
And the Tasmanian government says it will adjust its border measures based on public health advice, and it's still planning to open the state in December. The state won't allow entry into Tasmania before December the 1st, but the Premier has indicated that if the coronavirus situation improves, it could be sooner. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.